Many of my favorite moments in the whole Gritty City, a new documentary about the power of school marching bands in New Orleans, feature everyday glimpses of the city's kids just being, well, kids.
Right now I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for my bus. I'm sitting in the cold weather waiting on a bus. Can't do nothing but sit on a horn case. Everyday one neighborhood lady.
There's the look of embarrassment and pride on an 11-year-old trumpeter's face when his family calls out from the sidelines of a parade route. And there's the mixture of shock, curiosity, and glee with which middle school-age band members observe the silhouette of a naked woman dancing behind a screen at the start of Muses. It's a testament to the skill of filmmakers Richard Barber and Andre Lambertson, but even more so to the poignant soulfulness of the children featured, that the kids outperform even the famously charismatic adult band directors. The film very loosely follows the bands at the now obsolete Rob Wayne and O. Perry Walker High Schools, as well as Roots of Music, which brings together children between 9 and 14 from across New Orleans. Throughout the whole Gritty City, the young musicians are afforded wide berth and ample screen time to share their thoughts on everything from the porch steps where they feel most comfortable to the guns that infest some of the blocks they must traverse every day. Even the title of the documentary was inspired by one of the students' soliloquies.
This is my spot. Sit on these steps and just chill. You feel me? Chill and do whatever I gotta do. Everybody call me Scully.
18-year-old Scully's declaration that he needs to give a shout-out not only to his mama and friends Peanut, Johnny, Killer Chris, and Busy Bee, but to the whole Gritty City. Gritty is an apt word to describe not only New Orleans, but each and every one of these kids. There's a brief segment in the film when a group of students parades through a deep New Orleans-sized pothole of a puddle without breaking formation. The moment speaks to the children's tenacity, not just in marching band, but in life. Some days, they get speckled with all the salt the earth can possibly throw their way, yet somehow keep their stride.
A lot of people think just because you're in the gutter, you're going to stay in the gutter, you're going to always be in the gutter. That's not what's up. A lot of people come from out the gutter and rise up and be bigger and better things in their life, and that's real.
In other documentaries about New Orleans school children, there have been few, if any, of these intimate everyday moments. By neglecting to depict their young subjects as multidimensional human beings, with all the quirks, dreams, and flaws typical of teenagers, these other portrayals define children by the worst of their problems, and as a result, pathologize a community. The whole Gritty City is hardly devoid of tragedy. The documentary concludes with the murder of Brandon Franklin, a recent graduate of O. Perry Walker, who served as the school's beloved assistant band director. In the film's emotional finale, hundreds of teenage musicians gather together on a sweltering morning to perform a final tribute at Franklin's funeral. The students pour their heartbreak into the music, some with dramatic fury, others with quiet pain. A minister implores the crowd, "Don't ever think it's okay to bury your children." The minister's declaration, the heartbroken mourners, the whole Gritty City. They hold power precisely because, by that final scene, the film has so clearly established that we are watching ordinary children. Ordinary children pouring their hearts into music and trying to find their way forward in the wake of extraordinary pain. For WWNO, I'm Sarah Carr.